This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About 7 after the hour, a serious Thursday morning. The Ides of June are upon us. The Ides in a month, the 15th of March is when it started, the Ides of March. And then there was yesterday's shooting. The House Majority Whip, Speaker, if you listen to what Paul Ryan said, you would believe an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us, is what he said. So the House Majority Whip was shot during a practice for a baseball game. The craziness of what goes on in this country and what goes on in the world goes on and on and on. Nancy Pelosi said for this person to take this action was so cowardly. All right, so that's... Is there anything new here? Let's listen to some of the audio from Speaker Ryan.
There are very strong emotions throughout this House. We are all horrified by this dreadful attack on our friends and on our colleagues and those who serve and protect this Capitol. We are all praying for those who are attacked and for their families. Steve Scalise, Zachary Barth, Matt Micah, Special Agent David Bailey, Special Agent Crystal Griner. We are all giving our thoughts to those currently being treated for their injuries at this moment. And we are united. We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
So James T. Hodgkinson is the perpetrator of this from Belleville, Illinois. As soon as I saw that, bell went off. There's no pun intended. My mother was born in Belleville, Illinois, small town about 50 miles east of St. Louis. He was shot and he was killed by the police who were there. He owned a home inspection business. His license expired last year, was not renewed, according to some of the records that the Washington Post has uncovered. The paper also reported that Hutchinson was charged with battery and aiding damage to a motor vehicle 10 years ago in St. Clair County, Illinois. Charges were dismissed. He's suspected of opening fire with a rifle. How did he get there? How did he get that close to the team if the Secret Service were around? How did he get that close with a rifle? Some of the conspiratorialists will say this was an attempt to get the Democrats to go along with more gun control. That sounds like an Alex Jones response to this and some other people. I don't know how to respond to it because we're getting so numb to all. It's the same. We have the same stories going on over and over and over again. And in this circumstance, it's because people are so angry. Not an excuse, but it's the reality. Five people were shot at a baseball practice, for God's sakes. Good God. There are shots breaking out. You can hear the screams. Somebody that was there recording what was going on. People jumping to the ground, making a run for some security at first base dugout. You probably all saw that or saw some of the video. People shot in the leg, shot in the arm. Interesting that one of the staffers was shot in the leg, and the congressman who was closest to him took off his belt and applied a tourniquet above the wound. So there were people there, people shot in the hip and dragging themselves across the field. Looked like a bad movie. And people say, that's Daesh. The terrorists have come to shoot up our baseball game. Everything is terrorism. Everybody's suspect. And then you wonder, when you hear and think about attacks, speaking of attacks, the Defense Secretary, Mr. Mattis, now has the power to send more troops to Afghanistan. If there's not enough craziness going on in Washington with this kind of stuff, we got more craziness. Sending men and women in harm's way for not one GD reason. Taliban fighters are shooting local Afghani officials. That's what they say is the reason. And maybe it's fueled by Daesh. Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. But yesterday during a Senate committee hearing, Jim Mattis, the defense secretary, confirmed that the president gave him the authority to set troop levels in Afghanistan. He said there won't be any changes yet. Told Congress he's working on a revised strategy. We're not winning in Afghanistan right now. We will never win in Afghanistan unless you blow the country off the face of the earth. The Russians didn't beat the Taliban. What makes you think we're going to, and why? Why do we care what the Taliban regime is doing? They're raising a lot of poppy for opium to sell all over the place. So, we have 8,400 troops in Afghanistan. There may be another 5,000 going into that rat hole for not one good reason. Not one. Give me one reason that there ought to be more troops, that there ought to be any troops. One troop. 8,400 men and women there for no good reason. We were never there for any reason other than to get Osama bin Laden. Let the Afghanistanis have their own fun with whoever is there. No fun for us. It's just another way to spend money. Military-industrial complex loves this stuff. More rifles, more guns, more bullets, more tanks, more MRAPs, more of everything. Shoot. Blam. It's like a cartoon of Batman. It's nonsense. Very serious stuff. We got people in our country trying to plug holes and dikes everywhere. And this is a complete and utter waste of time and money. Because it's not really the problem. You know what the problem is? The Russians hacking our elections. And the extent to which they have done that here and elsewhere keeps the, we just find more and more every day about this. But here in our election last year, their meddling may have been more pervasive than anybody knew. This morning, Bloomberg News is saying the Russian cyber operatives attacked voting systems in 39 of our 50 states. So maybe Trump isn't really the president legitimately after all. The last administration concerned about this, Obama called Putin to warn him not to interfere. Hackers accessing the software that poll workers used. The report is they didn't do anything to mess with the final tallies. You believe that? I'm not sure I believe that. I'm not sure that Trump is a legitimate president. I'm not sure anybody who got elected is legitimate. I think maybe we don't even have a legitimate government now. The Russians are coming. The Russians have come. The Russians are here. Experts say they may not have gained enough access to make a real difference. They wanted information to alter future elections or to shake up our confidence in the system. Putin didn't say anything, or he said, well, it's not us. We didn't do that. What a load of crap he is. And all this is. It's really... it's shake-up time. Shake 'em up, baby. Twist and shout. Remember that song, the Isley Brothers? Wow. The crazy stuff continues. 200 Democrats are suing the president? What's that story? Carrie, you have some explanation audio for that, I think, yeah?
I do, but I guess people will have to wait until the next half an hour to hear it. It's interesting. It's about the emoluments clause that they're saying that Trump violated, which I would say most normal human beings have no idea what that is.
No. They think it's something that you put in the sink to clean it or in the
toilet.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Right? But it's a cleaner. All right, yes, so we'll have that information and lots more to think about. Next half hour of Good Day. It's now 18 after the hour.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence. It's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I tickled myself with that one, Victoria. Oh, my God. I have to... All right, hold the music for just a second. I got to tell the story.
The music story.
Oh,
but,
Lordy.
All right, so...
Lordy.
Victoria was whispering to Louis, who's her betrothed, have a good day. She didn't think anybody was going to hear it. I said, I hear you, Victoria.
Yeah, and you were creepily stalking me.
All right. So, anyway... Then I'm thinking to myself, well, look at all of this stuff that's going on here and betrothed and all of the things that are coming right down the pike fast. You have all these things going on a week and a half before you get married. And then I was sort of alluding to the fact that Lewis wasn't being trapped, but it's, you know, you're getting married. Sometimes people feel like it's... And then I was reminded that it was Lewis's idea to get married.
Yeah.
Wow. How often is that the case, do you think? Who wants to get married more? Jennifer, you want to get married more than Jeff? Or Jeff want to get married more than you?
I think Jeff wants to get married more than me.
And you?
But it's not about that. You know what? It's because I have a lot of weird issues. I think we both want to get married, like, the same. But I think he's less afraid than I am really? About that.
I think guys are scared to get married, and then they hit a certain age, and then they're ready to get married.
Really? I think the solution to this problem is that Victoria ought to marry Jennifer, and that's the end of it all. It's gay pride.
Well, you know, that is actually God's cruel joke, is that women can live with women so much easier,
yeah.
But, you know, most of us are attracted, not all of us, but most of us are attracted to men.
All right, meanwhile, back in the music segment, thank you for
Victoria,
this version.
Victoria, we'll meet up at the old lady's home. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Lucy Jackson and Brown.
Kara can take care of us.
Stevie Winwood. Little Steven, they're headlining together. This is the Laid Back Festival. Less than a month after Greg Allman's death at 69, the food and music event hits the road for a 3-day swing with an all-star collection of rock icons paying tribute to Greg Allman, Jackson Brown, Stevie Winwood, Little Steven, Peter Wolf, and the Garland Jeffries headlining the event. And... Homedale, New Jersey, at the PNC Bank Arts Center on the 21st September, Hartford the 23rd, and let's see, Wontaw, New York. Where the heck is that?
That's Long Island. That's Jones Beach Theater,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the 24th. The event named for Allman's solo debut album, launched in 2015, This is an event that will be fun. Food, drink, all kinds of things. Lots of food trucks and breweries and wineries. So you can buy tickets if you want to go to one of these shows starting Friday at 10 in the morning. All right?
It's a good show.
Sort of thing. Yeah, it sounds like a good show. Also, the lineup for Farm Aid, speaking of a good show, I think we went 2 years ago in Chicago. Sheryl Crow, Jack Johnson, and Avett Brothers. I don't know who they are. Jennifer, who are the Avett Brothers?
I have no idea.
The Avett Brothers are...
Avett Brothers.
Yeah, they're like a new country. Well, not new country. They're kind of like folky indie country.
Really?
They've been around for a little while. They kind of came up with Mumford & Sons. They're kind of that ilk.
Oh. Well, Farm Aid will be September 16th at the KeyBank Pavilion just outside Pittsburgh. The guiding foursome is Willie, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews. Obviously on the bill as usual. I thought Neil Young was awful. Willie wasn't having a good day either, the one that we went to a couple of years ago. Dave Matthews is great. Perform an acoustic set with his guitarist Tim Reynolds. Tickets on sale June 23rd via LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster if you want to go to Farm Aid. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Want to get rid of the odor events in your home? Start using Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear and replaces them with the fresh scent of natural citrus. Citrus Magic. Use the non-aerosol spray for odor events and the solids for 24/7 odor control.
Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Things around, make way for more info. We could call this the info chat hour. We call all kinds of things nuggets from Doug, news nuggets, conversations, wrap up, explanation, yada yada. 26 before the hour, and Kara Shillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, having found an explanation for this whole business of emollients, which is, I still maintain, something you clean out your crankcase with. 80% of Democrats are suing the president for getting money from foreign governments through his various businesses. I wonder why they decided to do it this way. I don't quite understand, but maybe this explanation will help.
A group of nearly 200 Democratic lawmakers have filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump, alleging that he's violating a clause of the Constitution by accepting payments from foreign governments. This is not the first lawsuit against him, but this is the first to have 200 lawmakers. It includes 30 senators and 166 members of the House of Representatives as of right now. In case you're not familiar with the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, it prohibits the U.S. president from receiving, quote, any present, emolument, office, or title of any kind, whatever, from a foreign government or its dignitaries without the express consent of Congress. So now let's talk about a couple of the things that theoretically could indicate that he has violated this clause. Trump's new downtown D.C. hotel has hosted embassy events for Azerbaijan and Kuwait, who switched to the Trump Hotel from their original booking at the Four Seasons. The hotel hosted an annual conference sponsored by the Turkish state last month. a conference that in previous years was habitually held at the Ritz-Carlton. A Saudi-backed lobbying campaign spent around $270,000 at the hotel for lodging and catering costs. But as I said, there are multiple legal cases against him, basically all around the same topic. But the difference is that not every group that's lodging these lawsuits has the same standing to claim that they've been damaged by him receiving these foreign payments.
How have the Democrats been damaged? Anybody got any ideas on that? How have they been? How's anybody been damaged? What's the big deal? Supposedly, believe it or not, it's up to you, there are trusts. Trump put his business assets into a trust, remember? So the two sons are running the businesses, but Trump the father is the sole beneficiary of the trusts. The president's lawyers argue the Constitution only requires that he get congressional approval for foreign gifts. Making a foreign power pay a bill doesn't require approval. So every time somebody comes in to town that stays in one of his hotels, Congress has to approve it? Asinine. Isn't it? I mean, there's nothing more important to worry about than kind of stuff.
I think that's kind of the issue, is that I guess people want the focus to be on the country.
Yeah.
And you know, what's going on in the country and not making business deals. So I don't know.
You're
who,
talking about from Trump's point of view?
Well, yeah.
He's making the deals? That's nonsense, too.
He's not making business deals to get
and
people
And even
to,
if he was, how are you going to prove it? And what's the point? What's the point?
Well, and people would say this about Obama and previous presidents, too. But do you want the presidential office to become a money-making machine?
I don't give a damn.
You really don't give a damn?
I want the country to be run well. I don't care how it's run, frankly. It doesn't make any difference to me. The country was an unbelievable mess under Obama. It was worse under George Bush, or I don't know, you can juggle with either of the two of them for bad management. And so they maybe didn't have this guy. Trump, say what you will about him and his demeanor and his temper and his foolishness, whatever it is that goes on with him and Twitter, all of that stuff. He's a good manager, and he has people who have done good things. Now, is everything he's doing good? No. Do I have to apologize for him? No. Do I like what he's doing? Some things, yeah. Some things, no. But I sure as hell don't give a damn about whether he has somebody from South Korea staying in his hotel in Washington. That's the height of foolishness, as far as I'm concerned. There are so many other things.
So would you, this is just kind of maybe a devil's advocate question that
sure.
is kind of curious to me, because I would say that he has more of an advantage than many, many other business people when it comes to getting people to stay at his hotel or do certain things because he's the president. So if he was a...
So that means if they stay in the hotel, it's influencing some decision he's going to make.
Well, that's not even what I'm saying, although that is an interesting point. But what if he was a farmer and he was, I don't know, trying to get something done for his farm? And would you be upset because he's the president and so he has much more pull with other people than you would because he's president? You know, so he's able to take advantage of many more things and many more opportunities.
So the people in the Four Seasons Hotel are going to go out of business because somebody stayed in his hotel in Washington.
And I guess the likelihood of that is, you know, they're probably not going to go out of business. But it's just kind of curious to me that, you know, things that business that they may have had that they're not going to get because people are probably not going to argue with the president if he asks them to come there.
Yep, I understand why people ask the question. But I think in terms of wonking, it isn't the most important thing that's going on. People decided that the folks who have voted for him, most of the, very interesting. It's hard to find somebody who says they voted for Trump that's sorry they voted for Trump. You could ask that question to people who voted for Obama, especially the second time around. Are you sorry you voted for Obama? Yeah, you can find plenty of people that said they were sorry they voted for Obama. Would you, sorry you voted for George Bush second time around? Plenty of people say that. They might even say it about Bill Clinton or whomever. But in terms of Donald Trump, I don't see buyer's remorse anywhere. If anything, there's more encouragement. Go get him. Fix this mess. We don't care how you do it. And so it's messy. Politics is messy. Government is messy. Business is messy. And so all these messages, as you're pointing out here, correctly, are sort of colliding in one place. It's all at the same, there's all one, the behest of one person, if you will. And I'm to the point of shutting out most of this stuff because I've never in my life, I don't find it comforting to attack, first of all, for the most part. Once in a while, I'll take a shot at somebody. And then I think to myself, why? What does that do? It doesn't fix anything. What is this suit going to fix? You think it'll stop people from using his hotels because they'll be afraid to be on the record? Not sure about that, frankly. It's just, I don't know, back and forth. It's getting to be the people who don't want to serve with Trump. For example, Brian Burns, the U.S. ambassador designate to Ireland, has withdrawn his name. He's 81 years old. He was a good choice. Most people thought it was one of the better choices that was made by Trump because he had a long career in devotion to Irish issues, including the creation of the John Burns Library at BC. He was the senior official of the American Ireland Fund, lives down in Palm Beach, was Trump's lawyer when he purchased Mar-a-Lago. They've become very good friends, major supporter. The position's been vacant since the former Ambassador Kevin O'Malley stepped down on Inauguration Day. He's got a bad back, he's got bad health, so he's not going to go. Some people say, wow, look at this, even his friend doesn't want the job. No, that's not true at all. You see, you hear so much stuff, and you wonder whether it's true or not. Is it true, for example, we have a couple of things that I suppose we can wrap around what's going on with social media and the president, or social media and how the world turns. So I'll get to those with your focus, your attention. Like I say when you get on the plane, your attention, please, after these words.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. you're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 614 to 618. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Season 1st, 614 to 618.
47 past the hour. So there's a report floating around today that the new French president and the prime minister in England are talking together about the giants of technology, the people who run social media sites that create or allow a haven for terrorist content. This is basically the essence of the ruling or the idea or their agreement.
Actually is ripping a page from what the German government are also discussing. This is making fines even on the agenda. They're going to say, look, if the tech giants don't quickly enough take down any sort of terrorist-related content, any hate speech, any illegal content, they will potentially be deemed illegally acting and therefore also fined. So this is something that has been talked about by a cross-party Home Affairs Select Committee here in the UK. This is something, as I say, that the German government have been discussing up to 50 million euros fines is what Germany has been thinking about. And we already had Google coming to the fore saying that they've invested heavily to fight the abuse on its platforms. Facebook and Twitter have too highlighted the lengths they've gone to try and act against this with both tech-related solutions but also human-related solutions. But notably, Nicola Mendelssohn, she's the VP of EMEA for Facebook, she was at a conference just today really talking out against terrorism, saying that, look, we want to be a hostile environment for terrorists. There's no place for content on our site. But when you've got hundreds of millions of pieces of content, how quickly are you able to do this? So this is clearly something they're going to have to fight, and like perhaps fake news, have to realize the responsibility and start to be a bit more proactive rather than reactive.
So it's a harbor for fake news. That's basically what it is. And is all of it fake news? No. Some of it's important information, but then how do you distinguish between the two? To take it one step further, online community content. Lots of noise from people who don't like Trump. No, listen, there's nothing new there, except that sometimes Trump gets annoyed with it and he blocks people like Stephen King, the writer, who's been sharing his thoughts on Donald Trump to his 3.5 million followers with regularity. The other day, King wrote, if Ivanka Trump had grown up in a farm country, like some of us did, she'd know her father is reaping exactly what he sowed. And because apparently that isn't what Trump wanted to read, he blocked King on Twitter, so now he can't see Trump's tweets anymore. J.K. Rowling stepped in as an act of camaraderie and tweeted, I still have access, I'll DM them to you. Whatever the comments are. Aye, aye, aye. 50 minutes past 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
As a service to the public, pet owners everywhere look forward to hearing Warren Eckstein, whether it's his appearances on this program or his own show, The Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend. Any veterinarian worth his salt is listening to Warren, because Warren knows more than most of them do, although he probably wouldn't say that, because some of our best friends are veterinarians, but he really is so knowledgeable. That's why I love having him here to talk about issues facing your pets. So we'll talk about how dogs know how you feel, and then with the heat and humidity, how do you protect your dog from that, the scorching heat on the asphalt or wherever he's walking. We'll find out in a moment as Warren Eckstein makes another fabulous appearance. How are you feeling so far, Warren, about being here?
Pretty good, huh?
A fabulous appearance on the DJV show.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
All right, 55 past the hour. Let's talk with Warren Eckstein about how dogs know how you feel. There have been a lot of conversations. We've had them here about emotions, dogs knowing about your emotions. But physically, there are these continuing reports that dogs can even flush out their owners who have cancer, right?
Absolutely. You know, that was my specialty for many years when I was training in Europe and Southeast Asia, was teaching dogs to sniff out. So their nose is important. And research now indicates that it's quite likely that dogs can smell fear, anxiety, even sadness, something we've known for years. For example, when I was teaching dogs to be guard dogs or attack dogs or Schutz Hund training, we actually had what's called the agitator, the person that makes the dog angry.
Yeah.
We actually would get them so their adrenaline would speed up because the dogs were able to detect that and know who was the bad guy versus who was the good guy.
Wow.
So it's amazing in terms of their ability to smell. It's about 300,000 times better than ours. But here's the difference. The real
300,
difference,
wait a minute, 300,000 times better than ours, really?
At least.
Wow.
And here's the bottom line. Let's say Doug's cooking spaghetti sauce. When I walk into Doug's house...
Actually, I'm cooking fish for breakfast today.
Oh. Fish for breakfast.
Fish he
for
does breakfast. This all the time.
That ends my conversation right there.
Yeah, it's gross.
But the bottom line is that I would smell the fish, okay? What happened is if the dog came into the room, Doug, the dog would smell every ingredient separately that you put into making your fish. And that's what makes them so incredible at sniffing out drugs and bombs and now diseases such as diabetes. And cancer. Just amazing. I think we're just touching the surface now of how important the olfactory of a dog is. And you can't fool. You can fool me, but you can't fool a dog because your body chemistry changes and they pick up on that.
You know, there's a story. The New York Times Magazine this past weekend there are a couple of things that I have found in there recently about dogs especially, but animals and what they're teaching us about our health. As you were just suggesting, one of the things that is highlighted here, but also the history of dogs going back 40,000 plus years, and how really when you get to the sophisticated thinking of dogs, even though their communication skills are different, they are teaching us so much about ourselves that it's becoming really a very interesting study, not only in veterinary schools, but in psychology. Schools, the psychology of the dog, what they communicate through their smelling and their eyes. It really is profound, Warren.
I've been doing this for a lot of years, Doug, and I'm learning every single day. Every minute I spend with a dog or a cat or any type of animal, I'm learning something. You know, the other day I was doing an interview and someone asked me, what is the most important thing that animals have taught me? A couple of things. Number one is, you know, tomorrow's gone.
Yeah.
Don't worry about yesterday. Be here now. That's number one. And number two is that, you know, you don't have to be a phony. If you don't like somebody, you don't have to buy them a drink first. Let them know you don't like them right off the bat, right?
Pee on their shoes.
Whatever you got to do. Well, that was that old saying. What I learned from a dog is if you don't like something, just pee on it and walk away.
That's it. A good lesson. What is it? The word of the wise is official. Warren Eckstein, the pet show here on the DJV show at 59 after the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.